The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and please allow me the privilege of giving you the phone number one more time, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And we've got Craig in Mount Gilead, Ohio, who's been patiently waiting. Craig, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
Well, thank you, Bob. How are you today?
I am well. I am blessed. Thank you for asking. I am nice and cool inside, but it won't be long before I'll be going out into the heat.
Well, I'm sitting in my vehicle with the air conditioner full blast, so I'm nice and cool too.
Well, good for you, because my air conditioner went out. My wife graciously allowed me to drive her car to the studios today because my air conditioner is kaput. It quit working completely.
Wow.
So now that you feel very sorry for me, continue.
Okay. I just wanted to comment about what you were saying a little bit earlier about first responders.
Yeah.
I'm 61 years old, so I'm almost as old as you, but not quite. I'll get there. But when I was growing up in the early, middle 60s, late 60s, I wanted to be a policeman. I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to be one of those guys that rode
sure.
on the back of a garbage truck.
Okay.
Growing up in Columbus, they had that guy that rode on the back of a garbage truck. But anyway, so we did have a view of those jobs that's not the same as today.
No, but that's for sure.
A lot of people are not going to like what I'm going to say next, but I'm going to say it because it's coming from the heart. We have totally overused the label hero. I mean, I've been through these times where school teachers are our heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Medical professionals are our heroes. First responders are our heroes. And if you read the definition of a hero, you cannot apply it blanket to an occupation. There are heroes in every occupation, but there's no occupation that is exclusive to heroes. And I'll tell you what, I had my eyes opened up to this 15 years ago when I was teaching a Sunday school class at the church that you now call your home church, and I had a fireman, a Columbus fireman, in my Sunday school class. And he came up to me one time and said, you know, I get tired of sitting there at McDonald's, Burger King, whatever, and people come up to me and they, thank you, you're my hero, you're a hero. He's like, no, I do a job. They pay me to do the job. I give it the best I can do every day, but I'm not a hero. I'm only a hero when I do something exceptional beyond what I've been called to do.
You know, Craig, I think you make a good point. I don't disagree at all. At times we cheapen the phrase hero by generalizing it just because of a particular profession. So, yeah, I get it. And I want to go to the phones because I've got Ken down in Largo, Florida, who is patiently waiting. But there's a story I want to share about this concept of heroes, and I'll do that maybe just a little bit later. Craig, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, and thank you for being patient on hold. All right? God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Largo, Florida, and we've got Ken on the line. Ken, thank you for calling.
Hello.
I'm honored to speak with you. Welcome.
I'm honored. What I had to say, bro, was we need to pray for our police, firemen, first responders, and public officials.
Yeah.
And pray for our families, of course, and urge grandfathers to pray fervently for their grandchildren and to talk to them, write to them, talk to them about family and about God. And I started one for my grandchildren, tell them about my dad and their mother's dad. And what kind of men they were, and standing for what's right. And they kids today, I don't think, don't know what they want to know what's right. But, you know, we grew up with the Ten Commandments.
Sure.
And they aren't. And we can say the light, you know, the darkness is like Hitler and what he did. The light is Ten Commandments and what our laws are founded on. And don't kill, don't steal, etc. And you know, that's, and then every Christian must vote. We had, you know that was 50% turnout, but the last presidential election, we must vote and we must pray. And God said, watch and pray. And we sure are watching and see what's happening, but God's in control. He's allowing it. And we can, maybe to drive us to our knees, maybe to spank us, that the virus has come from China and all this.
Yeah.
But God's in control and he loves us. And we can just grab a hold of his hand and pray and pray and pray.
Wise words, Ken. Wise words. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Everything I have comes from Jesus in my heart, because that's where he is.
Amen.
Thank you,
all right, brother. Thank you. I appreciate, again, thank you for the call. Thank you. Let me see if I can tell you a quick story about heroes. Some of you are old enough to remember Jimmy Dean. Jimmy Dean was a country music star. He's been dead now for several years, but he was about as big as you could get in the country music entertainment world. And you can still get his sausage in your local grocery store, Jimmy Dean sausage. Well, he started or wanted to start a chain of restaurants called Jimmy Dean Restaurants. And the pilot store was here in Columbus, the very first one. By the way, the chain didn't take off, and I think this was the only one they had. But anyway, it was the Jimmy Dean Restaurant. And after it had opened a couple months, they brought in Jimmy Dean. It was unannounced. Nobody knew he was coming. Well, my wife and I were in the middle of our missions conference at the church that we had the privilege of pastoring here in Columbus for 25 years. And missions conference was the biggest week of the year. We live for missions conference. One night after the meeting, Joy and I took a sweet couple, missionary couple, who had been in the Central African Republic for over 40 years. They had suffered enormously on the mission field and had led thousands of Africans to Christ. I could tell you story after story after story of this incredible couple and what they did for God in the Central African Republic. And again, they were there for 40 years. Well, we're sitting in the restaurant and waiting for our food to arrive, and all of a sudden, a buzz. I mean, a buzz went through the restaurant. People are going, look, 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 look. Everybody's standing up, pointing, look, look, look. And we had no idea what in the world was going on. And someone said, look, it's Jimmy Dean. It's Jimmy Dean. And the whole restaurant went absolutely crazy because the celebrity was there, country music star, the namesake of the restaurant. Jimmy Dean himself was there. Mr. Sausage was there. And I'll never forget this. I looked across the table of this older, weathered, giant of the faith, this missionary who had spent over 40 years of his life suffering, sacrificing for the cause of Christ, leading thousands of people to Christ and establishing hundreds of churches across that country. And I remember, like it was yesterday, thinking, this world has no idea who the real heroes are. This world has no clue how to recognize a real hero. The entire restaurant got up from their chairs and went to see if they could just get a look, a handshake, maybe an autograph with Jimmy Dean. My wife and I were sitting with the real heroes. By the way, that missionary is now 99 years old, still living, and until just a few years ago, was going to a hospital every day of the week to pass out tracts and tell people that Jesus loved them. His name is Ward Harris. That is a hero. He's 99, so it won't be long before he will be entering heaven's gates. I believe he's going to receive a reward and a welcome much greater than Jimmy Dean ever received. You see, this world is not our home.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I certainly hope you're not getting your theology from CNN. Most of you remember back on July 1st, just a few days ago, that Chris Cuomo told Americans on CNN, quote, again, this is from Chris Cuomo. All right, you try to say that 10 times. If you believe in one another, and if you do the right thing for yourself and your community, things will get better in this country. You don't need help from above. It's within us. Who needs God? According to Chris Cuomo, if you believe in one another and if you do the right thing for yourself and your community, things will get better in this country. You don't need help from above. It's within us. Yeah. You know what, folks, listen, it's something that I hit on my program constantly is the importance of a proper world view. And your worldview begins with your concept of God. Everything comes from that. So we have that with Chris Cuomo. And now we have Don Lemon. Yeah, Don Lemon helping us with our theology. I believe this was last night on CNN. He and Chris Cuomo were talking about the problems that we're facing in America and so forth. And Don Lemon said this, and I quote, Jesus Christ, if that's who you believe in, Jesus Christ admittedly was not perfect when he was here on this earth. Really? Jesus was not perfect? Obviously, Don Lemon denies the deity of Christ, which, by the way, he has a right to do that if he desires, but I wish he would leave the theology to the theologians. Now, what was the context? Why did he bring up Jesus Christ and want us to know that Jesus was not perfect? Well, let me put it into context. He said, Jesus Christ, if that's who you believe in, Jesus Christ was admittedly not perfect when he was here on the earth. So why are we deifying the founders of this country, many of whom own slaves? And in the Constitution, the original one, they put slavery in there and that slavery should be abolished because it was the way the king wanted. And then the Congress said, no way. The liberal left, folks, is doing everything they can to destroy our heritage, our history. Now, I don't know of anybody who deifies our founding fathers, and that would be wrong. We don't deify anybody but God, Jesus, the Trinity. So I don't know of anybody who deifies the founding fathers, but the liberal left is trying to demonize our founding fathers. Good men who were not perfect. Jesus was, our founding fathers were not. I say this constantly. The devil lives in the extremes. It would be an extreme position to deify our founding fathers, to try to act as if they had no fault, no failure, that they were perfect. They were not. They were fallen men, but they were brave men who laid the foundation for the greatest country this planet has ever known. In spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our failures, the United States of America is the greatest country this planet has ever produced, and it was produced because of God's hand on our founding fathers, as fallible as they were. So to deify them is a devilish extreme. To demonize them is equally devilish. Our founding fathers did lay the foundation for this country. Had some weaknesses. It was certainly not perfect. But what happens if you try your best to destroy the foundation of the building that you're living in? It doesn't take a rocket science or scientist or an engineer with an advanced degree to understand that if you destroy the foundation, the rest of the building will fall. Our founding fathers, far from perfect, listen to me. Did some of our founding fathers own slaves? Yes, they did. But those same founding fathers gave us a document and a foundation that ultimately led to the Emancipation Proclamation. That's where it led us. The Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Rights, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, these founding documents laid the foundation for freedom for all. We cannot destroy the foundation, folks. We cannot. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.